Blog Talk
Welcome
Radio.
Back to the Welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast. I am your host and money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady, licensed Michigan real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. Today, we are still on our Monopoly board, and we are still playing the landlord's game. That's right. So I'm here today to talk with you about if you're seeing the news lately and watching all the recent trends and stories and things about the values of homes recently, I've got an awesome episode right here for you right now. So I know many of you are wondering, have home values hit their bottom? Whether you're already a homeowner or you're looking to become one, the recent headlines about home prices may leave you with more questions than answers. News stories are talking about home prices falling, and that's raising concerns about a repeat of what happened to prices in the crash of 2008. One of the questions that's on many minds based on those headlines is, how much will home prices decline? But what you may not realize is expert forecasters aren't calling for a free fall in prices. In fact, if you look at the latest data, there's a case to be made that the biggest portion of month-over-month price depreciation nationally may already be behind us. And even those numbers weren't significant declines on the national level. Instead of how far they will drop, the question becomes, have home values hit bottom? Let's take a look at the latest data from several reputable industry sources. And again, as I always tell you, depending on how you're following along, whether you're on the podcast, you're on the radio show, you're on the YouTube channel, there is There's another chart attached. Wake up, everybody. I'm awake. I don't know about you, but I'm awake. Anyhow, this chart actually goes over how home values have hit bottom. It shows the change in home values from four different indices. So it's also presented to you from Case-Shiller, FHFA, Black Knight, and CoreLogic. These four groups compiled their information together and came up with this wonderful graph here to show the difference in decline in prices. So the chart actually provides a look at the most recent reports from, again, Case-Shiller, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, Black Knight, and CoreLogic, and it also shows how on a national scale, home values have changed month over month since January 2022. November-December numbers have yet to come out. So let's focus in on what the red numbers tell us. The red numbers are the change in home values over the last 4 months that have been published. And if we isolate the last 4 months, what the data shows is, in each case, home price depreciation peaked in August. While that doesn't guarantee home price depreciation has hit bottom, it confirms prices aren't in a free fall, and it may be an early signal that the worst is already behind us. As the numbers for November and December are released, data will be able to further validate this national trend. So again, we always end with our bottom line or our bankable tip. Home prices month over month have depreciated for the past 4 months on record, but there's a strong case to be made that the worst may be behind us. If you have questions about what's happening with home prices in your local market, reach out to a trusted real estate professional like myself, office manager of JR Real Estate Brokerage and Holding Service, downtown Ypsilanti, Michigan. We have our own in-house lending team, and we are so happy to help you on your home buying journey. Again, whether you're looking for your first home or whether you're looking for your next home, whether you're looking for real estate investment property, we are here to assist you with that process and make sure that you are an informed buyer, because an informed buyer is a competitive buyer. So we honor you, we value you, we affirm you, we salute you, we see you. You are beautiful, you are bold, you are brilliant, and you are thinkable.